I will say, man, we made a lot of waves.
Did we?
Yeah, in the press. By the press, I mean like homies that reached out to me.
By press, I mean two text messages I received.
Yeah. Maurice. Yeah. Hi, Maurice.
About the blippy stuff. Blippy yeah. stuff guy.
Oh,
really,
the blippy stuff was a hit, yeah. And yeah, 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 but yeah. It was yes, news it was. To me.
I don't know. I can't tell if it was a hit or not.
I just think we need to tell the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have to tell the truth.
Afterwards, I went to his Wikipedia page just to ensure.
Yeah.
That we're, and it's, yo,
it's there.
Wait, I picture couples watching Blippy with their kids sitting on the couch and just like dapping up on the side, being like, they now have an inside joke.
That's true.
I don't know if I'm dapping up someone.
Yeah.
Well, chest poop.
Oh. All right. I think we should move on. Yeah. I just want to say, getting traction out there in the streets.
You know what, though?
Our hot takes on Blippi.
All it took was hot takes.
Literally hot takes. Jesus Christ. They also picked up on our J-Lo banter, and that was all over the webs the next week or two.
We beat them to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think we did.
Did we create the algorithm this week?
No.
Even we were talking about That's it, too. Creepy. Like, I was pretty certain, but it's also just four of us agreeing on a thing, but I'm
and
like that it was self-important.
Often.
I mean, it wasn't that profound though. In everyone else's, that she's washed. Like that was our take.
We said I think part of it was like she was a narcissist, and then now like,
let it go.
Yeah,
I just didn't. I didn't understand. Like, man, that's taking quite a huge stance for something that only benefits you. You know what I'm saying? Like. It's not really empowering to women, I don't think.
What is?
Just like the project, right? Of the album and then the documentary and then the movie.
Oh, the picture book was my favorite.
There's a picture book? No. Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm scared.
The coffee table book? Yeah. Just photos of her? God. And then the children's book of the story?
Ay, 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 ay. But I don't know. I want substance. I want to feel moved. I want to feel like, you're thinking outside of yourself, and you're thinking about how you're connected to other people, not this like grandiose sort of show of I don't know, like you're proving something to the world. It's so strange. No, it's like, just like we said, just chill, just like enjoy.
You know what I found is a lot of older celebrities now that are sort of like, I mean, the thing is, always there's younger celebrities, there's younger people that are more interesting. Like to everyone else, like, you know, to the people that like you're no longer that, like there was a time when J-Lo, when she did that was empowering.
Cutting edge.
You know what I mean? It's just not now, you know what I mean? So it's just hard for them. She just can't understand it. I kind of get it a little bit. She's like, but I'm J-Lo.
And like props to her. Yeah, like she's done a lot of fucking shit. And you bow down to that.
She's
I
from
will.
The block, you know?
Oh man, they were grilling her for that too.
Oh yeah, that
they're
was
like,
another
they're
piece.
They're like, dude, it's people that went to high school with. They were like, hey, you sat next to XYZ. We went to private school. You weren't from the block.
I don't know anything about.
We were just in the Bronx, and you've been like removed for decades. They're like, just like let it go, man. Let go of that block, please.
Yeah,
she continues to talk about and use as a crutch, pretty much.
It's like to try to be relatable instead of like actually. I don't know.
You can be really different and really human.
Human, authentic. I don't know. She doesn't strike me as that. And perhaps, I mean,
she's not
I'm part of the patriarchy for thinking that. But
she drinks orange drink. If you know, you know. Isn't that part of the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, she said that?
That's what she said. Like they asked her what her bodega order was. And then she goes
try to sneak by.
And then she tried to like
she tried to sneak by.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I don't think you know.
And so I guess everyone in New York came out and said, we don't know because you're full of shit.
That's
I think was
funny. Yeah. She tried to like be like,
just
you know
be
me,
who you
baby.
Are, man.
You know J-Lo from the bike, you know what I be getting from the corner star.
Like I'm not like
but if you're
a bitch from Cicero anymore, I mean, yes, I am, but no, I'm not. You know,
you like, don't
I,
if you're, you don't if drink you're the purple stuff anymore.
But if you're a narcissist, aren't you like forever chasing relevance? Like, you can't just be yourself because yourself doesn't exist. It's whatever you're going to morph yourself into, whatever you need to be so that you think you remain relevant.
I mean, it's hard to say like damn, that type man. Of celebrity to get that high. Like
I can't even imagine. Like, said, but
what came first, kind of though? Like, where, yeah, was it? Was no, were they a regular person, and then they kind of got to this level of fame? I gotta and believe they weren't you, anymore. That which
sounds terrifying. I gotta actually. Believe you have that in you already, and then the world sort of like caves to you and says, you surround yourself with people who are just like, whatever you say, J-Lo. Of course, J-Lo. Yes, that is a brilliant idea, J-Lo. And then you end up here. So,
because well, it was for a little while, though. That's the thing. That's why it's so confusing to her. Like, she was, it was the right move, even though, you know, in 2002 or whatever.
I hate to say it, but I'm grateful yeah. that you motherfuckers just like really cut me down if I start getting. Oh, yeah. Even you won't, a little you'll never. Bit. You'll it never. Just would not. You will it never would not happen.
Write a book and then make a movie about writing the book.
No, I won't do that. I remain humble like, because of these motherfuckers right here.
It's also a terrible idea.
It's bad. It's real bad. It's like you don't have enough content. Like there's not enough soul. There's not enough duende. There's not enough need. Like who needs this besides you?
Mi gente Latino.
I feel all fucked up too because I'm like I should be supporting her because she's a Latina, but it's like I don't like what she does. No. I don't like
We've clarified that this is an in-house conversation. Once I leave this area, and if I'm in a group, J-Lo is the greatest artist who's ever existed.
Well, let's not go that far. Let's just nod our heads politely.
I insist that's what she's I do. The greatest.
It's weird too, though. It feels like the definition gets murky, but. I think you could be Latino. You could be so far removed. Don't give a shit about the culture. You're kind of pandering, even though the definition might be a little challenging.
It's weird.
You're kind of like playing into it when it's convenient or commercially convenient.
Like Mario Lopez, who like all of a sudden is Mexican, right?
Yeah, he loves
like,
mariscos. Uh-huh. And,
fuck that dude.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that dude.
Man. They make me so mad. Like anyway.
Wait, what other Latinos are we going after?
Saved by the Bell. He was.
Oh, we're going to have... Great. We should have a segment.
Like, fuck this dude.
Latinos that we have a problem with.
But whites you like, but Latinos you have a problem. Wow. Yeah. Wow, guys.
But we're always talking about the Latinos that we love or the Latine that we love, the brown people, the black people that we love. That's our thing.
Damn, setting our people back 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Oh, shit. That's a lot.
To the Stone Ages.
Oh, my God. Okay, can I talk about something that I've been thinking a lot about?
Sounds like you're about to.
Well, yeah. I don't know why I asked for permission. Mm-hmm. That's not feminist. God damn it, Erica.
What could we say to make you stop?
Okay. So remember that I said months ago, years ago perhaps, that there was a man across the street who had a Blue Lives Matter flag.
The thin blue line.
The thin blue line.
Those colors don't run.
The American flag. Yeah. With the blue line, mm-hmm. which stands for like, yeah.
Just like white Blue supremacy Lives Matter. Yeah. You know, violence and all of those things. And so it's been in my life for way too long. I see it all the time. Like just walk out the door. There it is. You know, there's no avoiding it. It haunts me. I think about it. I think about white supremacy way too much while I should be chilling and enjoying my life, you know? And so sometimes the flag disappears and I'm just like, yes, it's gone. And I try not to be too hopeful, but I really want it to just disappear. And then it comes back. And then it goes away.
What do you think he was doing when he was gone? He's
like, and dry clean?
Yeah, I don't understand. Laundry. And I've also seen him like tend to it, like to, he's like adjusted it when the wind moved it out of place. Or
those are the moments where he's conflicted. Maybe he's taking it down, going like, maybe I don't want to go down this road.
Maybe that's what's happening. And so it's amazing how much attention he paid to this fucking flag. And also it would bend down all the time, like a flaccid pee-pee, you know, and it would happen a lot. And it looked like maybe it would break off or something. But, you know, of course it wouldn't. And it would go right back up, or it would disappear and then come back. It was just like this weird relationship that this person had with this flag. And then recently he replaced his flag with a regular flag.
Regular, what kind of flag? Regular American
flag? American flag.
So thing. Just wildly, just mildly racist now.
No. He's
downgraded.
But I mean.
But there was something that happened. There was a shift. Something must have happened somehow to make him change the flag.
You rarely see like a downshift.
Yeah.
And especially in flags. Like once you go like.
Usually you only go up. Don't tread on me.
Yeah, like, you never downshift after something like this. It's very interesting.
Terrifying.
It's very interesting.
To live next or in front of someone who feels that way, right? Yeah.
And maybe he made some progress.
Maybe he got profiled and beat up.
Yeah,
I thought about that because he's a brown dude. He's I don't know what kind of brown, but he's brown.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And that fucks me up. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, the cops definitely fucked with him. And he was like, why? Wait, what? Why am I doing it? He's like, but I have to. You guys should see my house.
I have a flag.
You know what it feels like? And I always try to give analogies for folks that don't think about this nearly as much as we do, clearly. But picture you're at school and there's a group of bullies. And you, like, root for the... Even they fuck with you every day. Their whole day is made around fucking with you. But you're like, you big them up in rooms they're not in. You like, you cheer for them. But they are, their whole day is made around fucking with you and your friends. But you cheer for them.
Well, man, I do like football. And that's basically like what those dudes would do to me.
And when I watch when I watch movies, I tend to root for the bullies too. So this is interesting. Yeah.
I'm learning a lot right here. Shit.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Nerds is a terrible ending. I thought the bullies should have won.
Yeah. I was rooting for the ghosts and Ghostbusters. Yeah. Fuck them dudes. They were the police.
Oh my God. I've really been through with that flag for these last, I would say, 2-3 years. Like, it's made me think a lot just this country.
Are you superimposing a narrative on this that doesn't exist? Like, will he tomorrow or in a week from now get it? Maybe he ordered it from Amazon because the other one, like you said, was flaccid and was getting maybe like ripped up and he needed a refresher. And now you're hopeful. I want to make sure your expectations are like in a reasonable place.
Just let me have this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want you to be disappointed is all I'm saying.
You know what's interesting?
It's okay. I'll live if it goes the other way. But for me, it gave me a glimmer of hope. Symbolically, because I always think in symbols. And so it just shifted something for me. Mm. And now it's gone. It's gone altogether because that one bent down too. I forgot to mention that. That one just went right down.
You know what he should do?
He has a legit like flagpole then, obviously? Yeah. Or is it hanging off his
He's
like
house?
He's
got like it's a flagpole attached to the house, so it's like on an angle, right?
Electoral dysfunction, this guy?
Dysfunction, that is the worst.
Is there a Viagra for that?
Best pun.
No, I was driving with my kids, and we drove by McDonald's, and this McDonald's had an American flag, and also a giant McDonald's flag. And I was like, yo, McDonald's got a flag?
Wait, yeah. That was my noching. I saw that 2 days ago, and the U.S. flag is on top. And then the McDonald's flag is second.
Oh, yeah.
But like, which one does more for me on a week-to-week basis?
I would love to see a house with a McDonald's flag out front. That would be my favorite. I'd be like, who are you?
Yeah. If you ever drive by McDonald's and it's at half mast, what do you immediately assume?
They're broken.
They're
flurry mission machine's broken.
Yeah. Moment of silence.
I just picture Grimace with like a chalk outline.
Let's start that. Let's just get your favorite fast food chain flag.
Let's
just
do it instead. Fuck
all these flags just mean random shit they want to tell passerbys. Hey,
who really owns the corporations are really what run this shit anyway. So just like pick your favorite corporation.
We'll just laugh about it.
I'm gonna have an Amazon smiley face.
Wingstop flag will look good. That green is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you're really making a statement, yo. This is like bigger than like a bumper sticker.
Let's do it. Can we
car.
Make this happen?
Wait, what flag would you have in front of your house?
Fuck.
Five Guys.
Costco.
Five Guys.
Costco, motherfuckers. You asked the question like you didn't know the answer.
Would you fly a Kirkland flag or a Costco flag?
I'd fly both at mutual. Like it'd be like at the same level too.
And what would be a reason they'd fly at half mast? What would have to
the hot dog? They were out of hot dogs
they're
that day.
They're out of rotisserie chickens. Are out for the day.
I'd have maybe the Portillo's logo. Mm. Yeah, I should get that tattooed somewhere.
Yeah,
you know why not?
Yeah, sometimes they do that like marketing thing where they're like, if you get a tattoo of our business, we'll give you X thing for free for life.
I'll do it for free. Talk to
shut up, man.
Come on, fucking Kramer, don't ruin.
You're about to get something for free for life, and you said, I'll do it for free. Terrible negotiator.
Yeah. I really fucked myself over. Delete.
Welcome to another episode of No Chingues, where Erica L. Sanchez and the No Chingues crew explore issues, questions, and assorted chingaderas. It's the Black and Latino Coalition solving the world's problems one shit-talking session at a time. My name is Martin Malecho. I have a PhD in pendejadas from Danny Trejo University, and my family died of dysentery on the Oregon Trail, and I don't like to talk about it, but I am just sharing that.
Did you just okay.
I said I don't like to talk about it.
Yeah. Were you even there for
that?
Well,
them? You know what?
How'd you let that happen?
Yeah, my grandpa died when he was a kid.
I was trying to ford the river, fuckers.
Did you know that? What? That my grandpa died when he was a kid.
When he was a kid.
I just told that a joke from an old comedian.
That's straight J-Lo shit.
It breaks the brain a little bit. Yeah, I was like, wait, what the fuck?
I thought that was good. I don't know.
Fired off a kid before he could. Yeah, my brain is broken. My name is Jorge. Don't call me George. And again, feeling very old and young, I'm drinking a chamomile beer as we speak. So I'm caught in the middle
now. What's the young part of it?
Beer.
He's sleepy, but buzzed.
The hip beer.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But sleepy time tea.
What's up? It's Roddy. You know what it is. I don't really want to be here, but I feel like I got to be for children. Got to give some game. It's crazy out there.
I'm Erica L. Sanchez, and I am recovering from a few ailments, but I'm here, and I'm queer, and I'm happy to be here. In this,
you'd make a great rapper.
This is the worst freestyle I've ever heard.
Here's the boo.
Boy.
Gotta cheer each other on, Roddy.
Not for
the kids.
It sounded like a Kendrick Lamar line.
Yeah.
It does.
Except not at all. Just terrible.
Anyway, so who's got something to gripe about?
I got one. My no chingues here is voting day in Chicago in Illinois. There's a primaries, which is like the election basically for like state reps, and there's a referendum though called Bring Chicago Home on the Chicago ballot, which would have for properties over $1 million would have been a one time tax increase for every property that's transferred. So when I have a property that's worth $1 million and I sell it, my taxes would go up.
Would have been.
This is what this referendum was sort of proposing. And then if my house or real estate was being sold for less than $1 million, like 98% of the city, your taxes would have gone down on that transfer. And it would have made about $100 million or so. I don't know if it was annually, but it would have made about $100 million. And that money was going to be earmarked for homelessness.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck.
Right, and it was going to be for affordable housing, which is like a huge. So it's just like a huge problem. It would have solved a huge need. There were lobbyist firms for like realtors and commercial real estate companies and stuff like that that were pushing this to court. It almost didn't make it on the ballot. It's also weird that you think that. Why is there a tax increase as a referendum? There was something they did like 20, 30 years ago where, fucking, The only way that you could raise real estate taxes in this way is through a referendum. So like this is all fun. So, all this vote was to allow the legislator to be able to vote on something like this, and it didn't pass. And one of the main reasons is like nobody fucking voted. Like it was like 20% or something came out of registered voters came out.
You know who came out? Anybody with a home worth more than $1 million?
Yeah, they sure did. That's why I said they had all
the
time
and the vehicle to get there, and
they all vote.
Damn, yeah, man. And the PR machine behind it to make sure.
Wait, yeah.
How much money do you fucking need, though?
The argument against it, the argument against it's going to slow down the commercial real estate market. It's
slow already right now.
Well, it's going to slow down more. Although there's all these homeless people, economically, it costs the city more to have unhoused people all over the city. It does.
It's like, bad for everybody.
It's bad for everybody. And for also, everyone. Yeah, this would have given access to housing to, you know, there's something like right now, like 60,000 homeless people in Chicago.
It's getting so bad. It's every day it's worse. I just see more and more people. And I just wonder, like, what's it going to look like in a couple of years? Like, are we going to look like a developing country or like what the fuck?
Like that was a burden on the top 1% of the people in the city on their profit margins, and it would have helped literally everyone else.
They wouldn't be able to get that additional boat, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever stupid knickknack that they buy.
If you're living in poverty, aren't you already living in a third? Like, the U.S. is a third world country. Like
that's true.
We like to consider
if you're unhoused.
If you're unhoused, if you're check to check and struggling, you are already living in a third world country because everything is set up to fucking like work against you.
Everything's hard. Everything.
What annoyed me about that one, though, it was the most classic pay to play. You could right away see. I shook my head when I saw that referendum.
Yeah. So if the referendum failed,
no. But even seeing it possible, I shook my head because I'm like, I'm like 90% sure how this is gonna play out.
Yeah.
You're basically gonna. They see it as penalized. We see it as like, you know, basically tax the top 1% correctly. And then I'm like, okay, they're going to have the money to do this. And then there was no education on it. Like, it's a bootstrap campaign. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to, you know, J-Lo would say, if you know, you know. So it's all word of mouth.
She's right.
And wait, then, I wish she would donate to this cause, but.
She voted. She voted against it. Wait, hold donations, on. Though. I'm saying. Yeah, like, sure.
Hold on. I would also take her donations.
Hold on. But all yes, I'm saying
I
is.
I agree.
How they. Y'all are obsessed with J-Lo. How they ran huge ads. I was watching like huge games or Netflix now has ads. I was getting more. Obviously, I am a critical thinker who can go and read about it. Yeah, that's how I had debatable. To learn. But I saw an ad, I think on Netflix now, pushing for Illinois Chicagoans to vote against this thing. So it's the classic pay to play. You can't. It's hard to educate with nonprofit like in campaigns. It's in.
If we're being honest about this country, as much as we think like I'm voting for Democrats, I'm voting for Republicans. We're voting for corporations because whoever wins or loses, like it doesn't fucking matter. Corporations run shit. They have a fucking so much in terms of resources to set things in their favor. They've been doing it for fucking ever. So it's not surprising at all that it happens at a local level. It's happening at the national level. It happens.
And look, they just see any sort of tax as a redistribution. Well, if you look at the map, I'm sure you can go look at, I don't know if it's like the Trib or something, but there's a map of how people voted on it. You can tell who lives where by the color of their skin on who voted what on this initiative. You can tell which ones had $1 million house. So people are like, oh, I feel so bad.
But Black Lives Matter,
but
right?
When the rubber hits the road and it's like, oh, you might not make as much profit on this real estate home that you've sold over $1 million as you would have before this past. It just won't be as much of a profit. you're like, oh, fuck that. No, no, no. Yeah, they can stay home. These, they can stay home. Fuck that shit.
Fucking like, die in the streets. That's like, really, what the hell that's what, is that?
That's
what it is.
I mean, that's what you're saying. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's that, you know, that is the real moral decision you're making. They give you outs with the propaganda and, like, these two commercials. They give you outs. Say, well, it's going to start a commercial really and state. That's bad for everybody. You know,
that's cold.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be enough housing for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's all, blah, 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 you know, there's all kinds of fuck shit like that. But it's like, they say something that's not, it's like really obvious, though. Like, if this passes, this helps homelessness in the city, which is a huge need right now and a huge problem. You will not, it won't hurt your bottom line. I guess you'll make a little less profit. Yeah, but you'll still make a huge profit.
Think about crime.
Dealing with huge margins.
They're always so concerned about crime, but then they want to create like even more extreme poverty.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Desperation, where people have no choice but to commit a crime to eat or to drink or to whatever.
We have a fucking system where the Walton family that owns Walmart can fucking just pay their workers a non-living wage, and the rest of us, regular taxpayers, not like the billionaires, with our taxes are picking up the slack because those folks then need additional support, right? But at the same time, everybody's turning around and looking at those folks who need that additional support. Those are your villains.
No, think about those villains. What he just said, though.
Not the guys leeching, not the guys taking,
these
not
people
all.
Yeah. Are working full-time at Walmart, and then they still have to use like WIC and, you know, all types of government assistance. And you want to blame these people when they have a full-time job? When we have the executives there making billions and billions and billions of dollars of profit.
Subsidized corporations.
So our taxes are literally subsidizing Walmart because they don't feel like paying their people because their profit margins will go down, their stock prices will go down, and the rich guys will not be happy. Like, that is it. That's the case for, like,
and rather,
fuck capitalism.
Wait, yes. But then they have a philanthropic arm, right?
Right, yeah.
And that
shit's
crazy to me.
And that's the shit that turns my stomach, right? Because it's like,
what?
That's a fucking farce. It's a farce. It's a PR move. They're not doing anything. If they really wanted to make any sort of change, it would happen with respect to how they paid their workers. They have no interest in paying their workers a living wage. They want to fuck them over. They want to continue to make profits, despite the fact that for the next 700 generations, every member of the fucking Walton family will be a billionaire. It is what it is. So
on the
call
backs
it what
of
it is.
Everyone, yeah. Like, that's so sick. And it reminds me of the gambling ads that I see everywhere. There are fucking machines in every gas station, in every little, you know, dive bar, restaurant, wherever
like
you
electronic
slot machines.
Yeah.
And just making, you know, people make terrible decisions and desperate people just like trying to find a way out, right? And they're living off of these people's pain, and it's just so horrible. And then on top of that, in the commercials, it's like, here's all the some sexy star talking about how great gambling is, right? And then at the bottom, it's like, oh, if you have a gambling problem, call this number. And it's like, they're going to sell you the fucking poison and the cure.
Mm-hmm. They got to donate to the organizations that help gambling. They probably just budget out. They're like, we got to budget like 2-3% for gambling addiction out of our budget.
I can't even imagine. You know?
Add it to our lobbying money on top of the lobbying money.
So many desperate people out there just like trying to get by, like trying anything because, you know, being poor is the worst. And then you give them this thing where it's appealing because maybe it'll make your life better. Maybe. But it
extract their money right back. Yeah. Extract it right back.
You know what gives the game away on top of everything else that gives the game away? If you look at like your national politics, like any politician, but like national politicians, your senators, your representatives, they go into Congress, they go into the Senate, and they get paid, I don't know what they get paid, like $200,000-$300,000, right? A decent amount of money. The average American is thinking, perfect, I would love to get that money. But they end up like, so whatever, it's a good amount of money, but they end up leaving fucking Congress multi-millionaires. And you got to ask yourself, how do you go in, you make that amount of money, but you're coming out with $40, $50, $60 million after your fucking career. So the game is there. Like, you can
I've seen they're the worst inside traders.
They're working
and
these
systems. And I think you're overestimating. I don't even think they touch 300 just because of public role. I think it's definitely six figures, but I think it tapers off after two. Yeah, yeah, and yeah, so yeah. like it's definitely a great
they're
a great
all living. Criminals.
But yeah, they in a year where they're set, their W-2 is like two, let's say 220. Let's go like on the high end, right? Like a senior person that's supposed to.
That's a nice amount of money.
That year though, they've made $4 million because they're actually trading stocks on things that they're about to vote on. It's so clear. Man. Yeah, some of these folks are making millions.
Just no integrity whatsoever. Like, I just can't even understand.
But someone said it recently, and it might have been Roddy, if I'm remembering correctly, but I'm still thinking about the gambling thing. He said, it's going to be like the next Purdue Pharma. Yeah. And I thought about it because you said it's preying and profiting on pain was Purdue Pharma.
Yeah.
Gambling is, again, folks that are hurting. They see an upside. And then they're going to sell you the solution. Like, hey, like, here's this, like, useless program that we have to promote that we pay into this nonprofit that we're pretty much control.
Yeah. And they care about crime, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But they don't care about people being, like, desperate.
It's like, hey, YouTube, fight bare fist, but we have mouth guards over here if you need them.
Shit, for real.
It's crazy.
Think about this part of it, too, where it's like, you have these tech companies that make billions upon billions of dollars. They're making money hand over fucking fist, right? Where is that fucking technology that they built their platforms on, that they did this, where does that come from? That was subsidized by the rest of us. Yeah. That's money that was paid for by research and things that was funded by public, that was public funding, right? So you can't take the resources that were created by public funding, make billions of dollars, and then not get taxed on that shit at all. So in other words, we're just, are we like, where the fuck is that money going except for in their pockets, right? The people who made that even feasible, right? We paid for the roads that they do their shit on. We pay for the infrastructure. We pay for the technology, like through the military and other things that we pay for, that they were able to create these things. And that here we are sitting here watching them collect money untaxed,
and virtually. They're all taxed at a rate well below anyone listening to this shit right now.
Yeah,
and that, I just want to mention the parking and the red light cameras and all those tickets. Yep. Like that shit is not going back into the city. It's going into someone's fucking pockets, and I'm sick of it. So many tickets just for going like two over the limit. You know, I'm driving my fucking baby. Yeah. Like I would never go fast.
I know.
It's just crazy.
You're basically saying that like on top of like institutional taking, there's all that doesn't even appease them. It's also these little tic-tac fouls and like, give me 70 more bucks as a matter of fact.
I mean, that's the thing. When you're poor, those tic-tac fouls, like that shit.
If you're poor, that'll
destroy you.
Destroy you.
I think about it all
the time because I'm like, well, at least I can pay it. But if this were me 10 years ago, I'd be fucked.
And think about they've done these things. Periodically, they'll come out with like the average American can't really deal with like a $500 expenditure that's unexpected, right?
Damn.
That's kind of speaking to you get this ticket here, you get this thing here. That those things have real life fucking consequences where now somebody has to make a decision about what shit I can't afford this. I can't. I'm going to the store. I don't know what I can get now.
Honestly, it's
so stressful.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. That also makes that gambling shit like make even more sense to you because you're like, this is I got no other option. Like, this shit might.
I need hope.
This would be like.
I need hope. Right?
Nothing else. Really let's simplify it. I have tickets got lost in the mail. They sent them to an old apartment of mine. Like I'm making a story up, and I now have a boot on my car. And it cost me $500 and you know, I'm a check to check person who has a maybe comfortable $250-$300 because I didn't plan for this boot. Shit got lost in the mail.
Yeah.
So that's where
shit
like
happens,
I've seen instances of people that have to just let their car go and take on.
Don't worry about it. You can go to one of those like predatory loan places. Yes. And get a $500 loan, but that's going to cost you. It's going to be like a 75% rate.
Oh my God.
So you'll be done paying that shit in like 2077.
Yeah. Those places are evil, straight up.
So like you're going to get hit from like Roddy was saying, like
there's
it's like
so many businesses built on.
There's nothing more expensive.
Folks in pain and folks in need.
Yeah, there's nothing more expensive than being poor too.
Yeah. Oh shit. Fuck, man. Someone share something fun.
We're not at that section yet.
Ah.
Here, let me do this.
That's right.
I guess that helps.
Mm. A little bit.
Okay, who else has a no chings?
Got one for y'all. I got one for y'all.
Chang.
I got your favorite boy.
Oh boy.
What are they? What are his nicknames? Mr. Sean King did the unthinkable recently.
His nicknames are so good. Come on, read some.
I forget them. I'm blanking. But
me too. But they're amazing.
I don't really
Talcum, so Talcum X.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, no, he did the unthinkable. This motherfucker converted to Islam the first day of Ramadan or leading up to the first day of Ramadan.
I would have waited till just after.
Oh man, yeah. No, it was just like.
So you don't do all the work.
I get hungry.
Yeah. So converting, that's fine. I don't flinch at that. I know many people, and I know of many people that convert to Islam, and it's a religion. And I mean, that doesn't, you know, make anyone's ears perk. But it being him, you know, our well known grifter, you're like, oh, what's his angle, right? Is what you think. And then sure enough, he goes like, yada, yada, I converted to Islam for XYZ, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, I'm listening, but what's the catch, right? I'm still waiting. Sure, like maybe half a day later, next day, like within 24 hours, I think, announced like a speaking tour with a, what is like a leader at a mosque called?
Imam.
Imam.
Mm-hmm.
A well-known one. He partnered with him and they were going on this like tour. So, like, immediately trying to profit off of a religion that's literally hours new to him. It's insane.
Whoever believes anything he says and does, like, I something's wrong with
you. The name,
$1,000 a ticket.
Alexander Scamilton?
Oh, my God. Man. That's good. Damn.
He was charging kids. You can't even bring a kid. The kid were, like, $35.
What? It's so shameless, like it's so fucking, blatant.
Yeah, he's like, man, this televangelist shit works. He's like, I'm going to be like a Muslim one.
Damn, man. He's like, what a life.
He's like, I'm going to be the Muslim Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
And then, you like, at night, you just go to sleep, you know, like that. Like, knowing that you're doing that shit.
You're like a sociopath, it doesn't matter.
It's so crazy.
With his wave cap on.
What a life. Whew. Just to not care about being like that. Must be nice.
But it feels like a lot of work, honestly, like to just become someone else. And
I mean, but his wife converted with him. He has a supporter that is part of all these like cons.
Yeah. And his wife, how does she look?
I think she's black.
Okay.
But the picture was both of them sitting with an imam converting to Islam.
Okay.
So shout out to a supportive spouse.
What's the?
But goddamn, if you're
what's the thing? I always think like capitalism encourages you to be a sociopathic asshole.
Yeah.
Or it rewards you if you are a sociopathic asshole. Because I think what is the there's a fucking statistic, and I could look it up, but the number of like CEOs who are sociopaths or psychopaths is like 4 or 5. I forget like the average of you'd find anywhere else. Because of course you're gonna be rewarded. If you don't see people as humans, and you make decisions where you're like, well, fuck it. I'm going to do whatever's better for the bottom line.
You mean efficiencies?
Yeah. Just cut everybody.
You mean synergies?
Yeah. That family, that mom over that single mom who's supporting her kids, fuck her. I'm going to drop her because, you know, we got to make this work. We got to make shit more efficient, right?
I just can't stand that sort of thinking. And when I very briefly worked in the corporate world, it was just.
They loved you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well. You know,
that's great.
I wasn't a hit, I will say.
Okay.
I had a lot of opinions, a lot of scowls.
A lot of lip out there.
A lot of lip. Yeah, that's right. So.
A lot of feedback circling back.
Yeah, just like really bad vibes emanating from my entire body.
I can only imagine what your email signature was. Like, bye. Like,
fuck off.
So bad. I was just terrible at my jobs because I hated them so much. Anyway, I'm sidetracked. Sorry, what the fuck are we even talking about?
Talking about grifting and writing a historic religion's coattails for dollars and cents.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's crazy. I still can't wrap my mind around it. He didn't even let that shit simmer for a week. It was like the next day.
But people still fucking believe and support him. That's the thing. It's like,
that's the education thing.
Man.
Like, people need to know when things are fraudulent and take action when there's opportunities. So I'm thinking about him and this voting situation. It's just like there's no education getting passed around for free. That's the issue.
No.
But he could pay, he could buy one ad, right, for like a week on YouTube.
Yeah.
And now people are being force-fed like the information, this like the capitalistic system wants them to have. So now I think he's a nice guy because the ad made him look nice. That's what really worries me.
That shit's crazy. I get propositioned in many different ways, you know.
Ooh, all right.
Well, but like from like tech companies or you know, beauty products and just fashion this and that and whatever. And I'm just like, all of that shit's gross to me. I just I don't, I'm not here for that. Like, this is not what I was put on earth to do, to like fucking talk about your brand on Instagram. Like, that is ridiculous.
What about,
you know?
What about Portillo's?
Well,
yeah, you did, that's your brand.
She does that for free,
that
though.
That is, I do it for free with a smile.
Shot yourself in the foot on that one.
Okay. Well, but you know, it's like everything is commodified. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm a fucking writer, like a real motherfucking writer. You know, I'm not in it because I'm trying to get rich or famous. Like, I'm in it because I fucking love it. And so for someone to even think that I'm going to like put their product on my page is just, I don't know. I feel like disrespected, you know,
and I can't even picture you. I know a lot of you've been asking what kind of hoodies I wear. So I partnered with Old Navy, and we have, you can use my promo code for 25% zip up hoodies.
Exactly how this shit sounds.
It's fucking crazy.
It's insane. But like, if I love something, yeah, I will promote it for sure. Like fucking Portillo's, guys, come on. Yeah. Help,
a lot
me
of you
up.
Been asking what kind of beefs I devour wet.
Yeah.
What's Portillo's? Maybe Portillo's right now.
And Skatchels. Yeah. Oh. Let us not forget Skatchels. Anyway, I just think in this culture, everything is commodified. And, you know, people with their children, they make them into commodities on the internet, on social media. Yeah. It's so disgusting.
I like it. I think it's great. I think it's great for the family. I think you lean into it.
For their self-esteem.
Great for the kids, for their safety. Learn a regimen. Learn how to act right.
Leads to good places.
I
have a story that still pains me. I might have shared it, but this is moons ago. I'm gonna potentially reshare it.
It's fine.
But it was Halloween and that Joker movie had just come out. And I leave my apartment, and the apartment at the time was right by the train, right? So the steps up to the L train in Chicago. The Joker movie had just come out. This mother and her son were out for trick-or-treating, and the son was dressed up in a Joker costume. And he was doing, like, the dance down the stairway. Like, and I thought it was, the idea was cool, weird that you're recording your kid for other people. Like, he's basically performing. Like, if he did it and you had a laugh, I think that would have been a nice moment.
Mm.
But it's, like, recorded. It's for sure going, like, on Facebook. But I went to get my meal, and I came back and they were still doing it.
No,
they
didn't do it again.
It was that motherfucker
didn't get it right though. I mean, to be fair, she just wanted it's quality work.
The irony though is like, Joker went fucking bonkers off like less than that.
Yeah, that's no good. Leave your kids alone, man. They don't need that shit.
You should have done it right the first time.
It was like 25 minutes later. I agree.
That's nuts. I don't know.
You know what that teaches? Tenacity.
Yep. It's a tenacious
grit. Yeah, I'm sure he's
grit.
Gonna
There's a
end
lot
up
of
fine.
Grit there for sure.
He's gonna be a non-psychopathic CEO someday.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Really good natured, you know. Really
warm. Performative from this one defining moment.
Oh my god, that's nuts.
Can I get some water, Mom?
Yeah. No, he's just doing a jig for some water. God.
Did you jig yet? Do it right.
Yeah.
Do it right.
If you do it right, you get water. If you do it right.
Are you thirsty? Do it right.
Oh my God.
You know what it is. Chingadaris. Where we talk about anything. Chingadaris. I said that right.
Said it better and better every
Big-daris.
Week.
Like fuckeries, but it sounds much better as chingaderas.
Chingadaris.
Yeah. Well, I have some questions. I was just joking on my Instagram about, you know, like, what do people want to know about this, that, my haters. People really want to know about my haters. So where to begin? It started off, you know, when I was really young. I've always had haters, and a lot of haters have been like my boyfriend's moms or my former mother-in-law. Yeah, she just couldn't make sense of me as a person. Like, she just didn't understand that I was like educated and Mexican at the same time. Like,
she's,
it was
so,
like,
abstract.
That's what she was saying.
And she said many, many, many racist things throughout. But anyway, also, let's not forget Debbie out there, who Debbie thinks I'm like real crass. And Debbie, I don't know what
shout
else.
Shout out
she,
to Debbie.
Shout out, Debbie. Yo,
keep like it, I'm some nasty Debbie, woman. Yeah.
Keep them coming, Debbie.
Yeah, keep her straight. Keep her, yeah, you know.
Oh, my
keep
God.
Her in line.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie!
And then, you know, there was that one person who thought I talked too much on the podcast, that one woman.
Yeah.
And she was griping about that, you know, shit like that.
Keep that, whoever that is also.
Anyway.
Just Debbie's burner. Yeah, it's just a lot of burners.
That is like bold takes. And that was a bold take.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the haters are.
Backed by data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. But the haters make me stronger, you know, like, I mean, there's more. I'm not going to sit here and just name every hater I've ever
you
had.
You don't give them shine? You don't give them
no,
shine?
No, fuck these motherfuckers, right? But, you know, I'm still going to be me, and I don't care. What are you going to do?
You're just.
You know? What are you going to do?
You're just Erica from the block. We know.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Drinking orange drink.
And
if you know, you know.
Gigantic hoop earrings, which I actually do enjoy, I'll be quite honest. Anyway, so that's all I'll say about my haters, you know? I blow them kisses, I wish them well, I'm over here fucking killing it, so that's so sad for you, right?
Damn.
Anyway.
Thanks, you spared them, you only listed two, nice work. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. They're out there. They know who they are.
They don't deserve. They don't deserve that shit. Why does everyone else want to know? Everyone else got haters. They got haters. Maybe, you know.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has haters.
I think other people besides me, they got haters. And it's like for a reason. I can see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I see why you have
you
haters.
Besides you? You just sneak that in real quick?
You'd have to run that back. You'd have to run that back to know. But I don't, wow. I don't think so. I don't think I did. I don't think so.
In at ultra speed, I thought you said people besides me.
You'd have to run it back. You'd have to run back the tape because I didn't. I don't know. I don't know.
We got Kevin on it.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I'm staying out of this. But I also got another question about Latina authors that I recommend, and I have many. I'll only name a few, and I will say that I have book recommendations on my website, and so if you're looking for more, please go ahead. I update it sometimes when I feel like it, and there's stuff on there that you should read. But anyway, Ingrid Contreras Rojas is an amazing author. She wrote The Man Who Could Move Clouds, and it was nominated for a bunch of prizes. Just like beautiful, beautiful book. You should read that. Reina Grande, you should read all of her books. She's an excellent writer as well. Friend of mine. She's fucking cool. Selena Gonzalez, also a friend of mine. I'm just like dropping, you know, name dropping and showing
friends.
Off. I don't care. She's amazing, and her kids' books are really beautiful, and I read them to my daughter all the time. And Julissa Arce, she's... also, hi, Julissa, if you're listening. She wrote You Sound Like a White Girl, which was a really interesting book about race and ethnicity and, you know, being Latinx in this country, etc. Very good. And then there's this writer that I recently read for the first time, Marcela Fuentes. I wrote a little blurb for this book because I thought it was fucking fire. It's called Malas, and it's about generational trauma and like poor brown women and what they have to endure, and it's just really fucking great. And so I'm excited for that to come out. Anyway, I'll talk books another time, but I think that's a healthy amount. All right, now we are at the end, the happy ending, if you will, Si Chingues, in which we all share something positive.
Got to be a better way to say that.
That's the perfect way to say it. Anyway, I want to share something that I received. I got some fan mail, like literal mail, from some high school kids, I believe, in New Jersey, and I don't know. It was just really sweet. It was cool. I got it from my agency, and so it's nice that I'm they're able to like send me these every once in a while, and I want to read from a paragraph of one of these very formal letters. This young man says, "I was a fan of most characters at the end of the book, however." So he's talking about Mexican Daughter. "I did not feel the same at the beginning. To me, Julia felt like she was trying too hard to be politically correct and seemed like a woke teen, making her somewhat irritating and hard to feel sympathy for, especially when lashing out on people trying to care for her. Despite the more I learned about her as I read, I got a better understanding and grasp as to why she seemed and felt like that. I was angry at her mother for having such high standards set for Julia, even after the loss of Olga, and not allowing her time to rest and grieve. Yet, just like with Julia, learning her story and background allowed me to feel sympathy and have a better understanding as to why she acted the way she did and how she didn't want a similar life that she had for her children." So I think for me, that really illustrates why people want to ban my novel. It's because it does shift the way that people think, because it's written well, because I fucking wrote my ass off, you know, and I'm just saying, but no, but it's amazing to see that shift for someone and to be a part of that. That he's telling me he misunderstood, or he had these preconceived notions about her, and then that changed because of, you know, what he learned as he read the book. And I think that's why people want to ban books like mine. And, you know, like, there are so many books like this that make people feel similarly, and that's what they're afraid of, that these kids are going to have empathy and start thinking about other people, yeah. You know? And so it was just really nice to receive that. And, you know, I'm grateful. Every time someone sends me something, I'm grateful, unless you're a hater, obviously. But it's like so overwhelming for me to respond to everyone. And so I just want to make that clear. Like, I read it, I love it, I feel it, but I don't have the space or capacity to respond most of the time. So that's it.
And it proves what we say most episodes, that reading just breeds empathy, sympathy, as the student said.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, they walked in with probably a preconceived notion of what a Latina is in this country, and like,
right.
Like, yeah, that was well written for a little high school kid.
Yeah, no, I was really impressed. Okay, who else has a Si Chingues?
I got a couple docuseries I've been watching.
Ooh, tell me more.
Yeah, they're pretty bonkers, especially
some things I don't want to know right now.
Yeah. One is.
I think the one that you're going to mention is one of those.
That's why I'm doing both. One is Chill. And for all mi gente Latino.
Oh my God.
who potentially like spicy food. There's a killer docuseries on Hulu called Super Hot.
Oh, and yeah.
It's produced by David Chang, who he has great restaurants.
I've seen some, yeah.
He's done a really good transition to TV for like a decade.
Yeah.
And I like the stuff he puts together. So this is getting into the pepper grower community, sauce maker community, competitive chili eating community.
That's bonkers to me.
They overlap a little bit. They're all, a lot of them actually, this, I realized it pretty quickly in the episode. A lot of the pepper folks have like past like addictions, but a pepper that hot, literally, if you've ever eaten one, I love spicy. I ate some habanero yesterday.
Yeah.
You get kind of high. It does some chemistry to your being. And a lot of them are like, this is their new vice, and it's probably the healthiest they've had.
I mean, go for it, I guess. It just sounds really uncomfortable to me.
Coming out, too. Coming out. Ooh. It goes in hard. It comes out hard, too.
Yeah. You know? They do a good job of being tasteful in what they show, what they don't. But in terms of like after the competition,
I don't want to know.
These people are like sprawled out on the floor. Like
their mucus is... flooding.
Some people like yak during the contest.
Oh yeah,
ice in their butt,
probably. Yeah,
that's a lot. Of course.
And then the other one's less chill. The other docuseries, I grew up on Nickelodeon. A lot of folks are talking about that. Quiet on Set.
Oof.
And it is. I mean, really, I think folks, adults, should just watch it to be like that. Just stand up for your kids. Be pendiente, if you will. Like, be on top of things because. It's just like that was a whole business based around kids, and they were like hiring both known and like unknown like predators.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like after one guy got charged and filed as a predator, he got hired at Disney like months later.
He's just so good at his job, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Man, irreplaceable, this
white
guy.
White supremacy is a motherfucker.
Yo, it's like Yeah, man, it's like, I want to say, just like they weren't showing a ton of puking and, like, you know, the aftermath of the peppers, they were super tasteful in, like, what they shared. They got the point across. They had Drake Bell, who's from Drake and Josh, and he was probably had the most, like, details to share, and he kept it high level. And they didn't push him. They're like, whatever you're comfortable with. Like, but, like, what he shared got the point across. I hate docuseries that... overshare.
Yeah,
it's like I got it, like I don't need to ruin my evening with I know it's fucked up.
Yeah
So
I God, will say that's the thing about documentaries, I love them so much, but man, they're usually really fucked up.
But that one is white supremacy, patriarchy, and just like a system, and it's what we talk about every week. So when I watch, I'm like, this is just the shit I gotta power through. It's not the best watch, but I would alternate episodes of Super Hot. And just
mix it in. One's light.
You
gotta take care of yourself.
One's a little. The older I get, I'm like closer to a parent's age than a kid's age. Like I'm like the shift has happened. I'm like, this is.
Oh yeah, welcome, dog.
Yeah.
What did you just happen? You just thought about that?
I told you then when I listened to Gin and Juice, like I'm like, or not Gin and Juice. What song was it?
No, that's it. Where they were like screwing on his couch at 5 a.m. You're like, where was his mom?
I definitely related to the mom where I'm like, what are they doing in the living room? They're getting it on?
Yeah. In the living room?
Until
that's not even the couch with the plastic.
No. Come on, guys. Come on.
I'm not cool, man.
Leaving
like
to win? Mm-mm. Six? In,
no, that's ridiculous. No, that's no. Absurd. Absurd.
Yeah, fuck about it.
Yeah. So that's my teaching us two great docuseries I really enjoyed. And check them out.
Good stuff.
Is that it?
I got a couple.
Okay.
They come hand in hand because I was eating Chicago thin crust pizza, jardiniere peppers and sausage.
From where?
From a local spot. You ain't gotta know.
It was Papa John's.
I'm keeping it to myself.
He only does paid ads.
Yeah. Damn right. Yeah. Hey, reach out if you want to be that spot. So this new show just came out. It's X-Men 97. Which is like an animated show on Disney that's springboarding from X-Men from 97. So they're just kind of carrying the story over. And it was very fucking good. I didn't, I had zero expectations going in, and I fucking loved it. So it's two episodes in only at this point, and I thought it was really fun.
Do the children like it?
The kids do like it. Well, one of my kids like it.
The pizza is just a pizza shout out.
Yeah, just a thin crust fucking jardinera pepper sausage. Good shit.
I'm confused. You started out the story talking about the pizza.
It was both, because I was eating that pizza while I was watching that show. So I'm just building the whole fucking day was a good day.
I mean, anything is dope when you like. I'm eating pizza, and then it doesn't matter what else I'm doing. Like,
it's damn fine. Right, yeah.
He's painting the scene.
I was just
that show might have sucked.
I was just beating my thumb with a hammer, pizza. And yeah. I think beating your thumb with a hammer is great.
Feet up on the ottoman, eating pizza.
It's good shit. It was a good night. Good Friday.
Yeah, all right, I got one. See, chingas. This is it's boba tea. Take my kids to get that, but I didn't know about this boba shit because I'm
the tapioca.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Get a little boba tea, and then just like they make some good chicken in these spots. A lot of times they make a nice fried chicken situation to go along with it. Mm. Shit slaps. We do that every Friday with the kids. Bobarian Fridays, we call it.
nice.
Just delicious.
Nice. Well. Give us one or two thumbs up, two preferred.
Yeah.
Like us on the apps.
Mm-hmm. Give us a big blippy. Give us a big blippy.
Don't do that.
If you see us out for Bobarian Fridays, just be cool about it.
Yeah, chill. Yeah.
And share with your friends and your shady your family.
Your hater-ass cousin.
Yeah, your aunt who's whack. Yeah. Send this to her. Send this timestamp to her, matter of fact.
Oye, tía. No chingues.